with these wireless devices, there's a limited backup battery, but if there's an extended power outage, which we've seen in Maryland, all over Maryland, numerous times over the last few years, it really could have serious implications for being able to communicate with first responders or even, you know, family and friends to let them know what's going on. You know, I'm from Baltimore City, and we're particularly concerned about this bill because Baltimore City is one of a number of communities in Maryland who were boxed out of Fios. And that those communities are first in line to get this wireless technology to replace landlines. It's been stated by the company that they're trying to move out of landlines. So for my community, which is, you know, 75% seniors, you know,
I was going to ask you about that because there are a lot of seniors that don't have wireless devices.
There's a lot of seniors, but also, you know, people who have personal emergency devices like Life Alert, mm-hmm. those connect to a landline service, and they haven't been shown to be able to work with this VoiceLink service. So we're really concerned about people like my parents who, if they fall, have no ability to communicate with somebody on the outside, that this could really be a life or death matter. And, you know, if you look at the communities that don't have things like Fios, you know, Baltimore City, you know, the Eastern Shore, Southern Maryland, Western Maryland, there are a great number of senior citizens who live in those areas. So that's why we're working so closely with AARP and United Seniors of Maryland on this issue.
All right. Thank you very much, Charlie. Nice meeting you. Thank you, ma'am.
And here's Tammy from AARP.
Tammy, hi. Rob Lang, WPAL. How are you?